Susan Wojcicki is perhaps best known for being the CEO of online social video streaming giant YouTube. But this is only the latest of her successes in a 20-year-long tech industry career.
When I first got to YouTube, it reminded me a lot of Google in 2003 or 2004, when we were a much smaller company, when we had...
That has seen her amass a fortune worth an estimated $765 million. In this video, we will tell you the story of Susan Wojcicki and how she became the CEO of the world's largest video hosting company. We at Business Chronicles tell the stories of extraordinarily successful people. Please subscribe to our channel to help us in making more videos. She was born Susan Diane Wojcicki on 5th July 1968 to Esther Wojcicki, a teacher with Jewish heritage, and Stanley Wojcicki, a Stanford University physics professor who is Polish-American. Her sister Janet is a pediatrics professor with a PhD in anthropology, and her other sister Anne founded the popular DNA testing service 23andMe. Susan Wojcicki spent her early years growing up on the Stanford campus, where one of her neighbors was George Dantzig. She started her early business career beginning at the age of 11 by selling spice ropes door-to-door. She was a student at Gunn High School in Palo Alto, California, where she was a writer for the school newspaper. She attended Harvard University, where she studied history and literature, taking her first computer class during her senior year, and graduating in 1990 with honors. She went on to achieve an MSc in economics in 1993 from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and an MBA in 1998 from the UCLA Anderson School of Management. Her original plan had been to go on to study for a PhD in economics and pursue an academic career, but a growing interest in technology diverted her from this course. Larry Page and Sergey Brin incorporated Google in September 1998, setting up in the now-famous garage in Menlo Park owned by Wojcicki's parents. By this time, she had been working in marketing for Intel and as a consultant at both R.B. Weber & Company and Bain & Company. In 1999, she moved on to become Google's first marketing manager, where she was instrumental in creating the company's first Doodles. She also assisted in the creation of a longtime company logo alongside designer Ruth Ketter and worked on its first viral marketing initiatives. She also co-developed and launched Google Image Search with engineer Huikun Zhu. Wojcicki was also the initial product manager for Google AdSense, one of its groundbreaking advertising products, and this garnered her the Google Founders Award in recognition of her outstanding achievement. This led to her promotion to Senior Vice President of Advertising and Commerce, where she was responsible for overseeing the company's advertising and analytic products, including AdWords, AdSense, DoubleClick, and Google Analytics. She was also responsible for overseeing the Google Video service when it was being outcompeted by a startup called YouTube. In response, Wojcicki recommended and then shepherded through the $1.65 billion acquisition of YouTube in 2006, then handled the $3.1 billion acquisition of DoubleClick during the following year. Wojcicki became YouTube CEO in February 2014. The year after, Time magazine called her the most important person in advertising, and she also made its list of the 100 most influential people of the year. In a later edition, the magazine heralded her as the most powerful woman on the internet. Under her leadership, YouTube's engagement numbers rose to 2 billion logged-in users per month and 1 billion viewing hours watched every day. By 2021, the company had paid out more than $30 billion to its content creators worldwide. The business offers localized versions in 80 languages and 100 countries, and the number of female employees at the company has risen from 24 to nearly 30% on Wojcicki's watch. As CEO, Wojcicki has focused on new experiences and applications catering to users interested in family, gaming, and music content. The company has also developed 10 forms of monetization for its creators under her leadership, including Super Chat, Brand Connect, merchandise, and channel memberships. She also launched YouTube Premium, which is the company's ad-free subscription service, and the YouTube Internet Television Service. In 2020, YouTube Shorts was released, which has now passed the 15 billion daily views mark. And in the same year, the company reported 10 billion hours of gaming content had been watched on the platform globally. Also, the company has now reached 50 million music and premium subscribers. Wojcicki has had YouTube tighten its policy on videos that it sees as promoting violent extremism or hate speech, which has been received with some criticism by people on both sides of the free speech censorship debate. She launched YouTube Learning in 2018, which helps creators of educational content with grants and support, signaling that promoting education is a priority for the company. Wojcicki wrote in 2021 that Article 13 of the European Union Copyright Directive would make the company liable for copyright infringement, and that this threatened the ability of content creators to share their work. In the same year, she received the Free Expression Award from a nonprofit dedicated to advancing First Amendment freedoms called the Freedom Forum Institute, although the ceremony attracted criticism for receiving YouTube sponsorship. Wojcicki advocates for numerous causes, including focusing on the plight of Syrian refugees, fighting gender discrimination in the tech industry, encouraging girls to take up computer science, and promoting coding in schools. Susan Wojcicki had luck when Google founders established Google in her parents' garage. She saw the potential and joined Google. Soon this decision proved to be fruitful, and she became one of the most powerful female CEOs in the world. Thank you for watching our video. Subscribe to our channel to watch more videos like this.